This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces bombarded cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza Thursday, killing dozens of people in a widening air and ground offensive against Hamas that has forced thousands more to flee from homes and shelters in recent days. The war has already killed over 20,000 Palestinians and driven out around 85% of the population. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports authorities in Israel and the White House confirmed that an American Israeli woman believed to be taken hostage was killed in an October 7th attack in southern Israel.
70-year-old Judith Weinstein and her husband were taking an early morning walk on October 7th when Hamas militants burst across the border into their kibbutz. Weinstein had been able to call emergency services and told them she and her husband had been shot. They were thought to be among the hostages still held in captivity, but now her kibbutz announced that Weinstein and her husband both died, but her body is still being held in Gaza.
AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov slammed Thursday the creation of a peace formula advocated by Ukraine's president.
The plan proposed by Zelensky to end the fighting in Ukraine was a, quote, a figment of a sick imagination, unquote. Lavrov said the G7 members and other countries met recently to discuss the formula following previous meetings in Copenhagen ahead of the peace summit anticipated next year. He claimed the participants were forced to sign onto Zelensky's formula. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The world population grew by 75 million over the past year, and on New Year's Day will stand at more than 8 billion people, according to figures released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Thursday. This is VOA News. Maine's Democratic Party, or Secretary of State, is removing former U.S. President Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot. Sheena Bellows becomes the first election official to take immediate unilateral action to bar Trump under the Insurrection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Civil War era clause bans those who engaged in insurrection from office. It is the same provision cited recently by the Colorado Supreme Court to remove Trump from the ballot in that state. Trump campaign says it would appeal Bellows' decision to Maine state courts, and Bellows suspended her ruling until that court system rules. The U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on whether the provision applies to Trump and whether he is still eligible to return to the White House. Deep in the Amazon rainforest, Brazil is fighting destructive wildcat gold mining as it spreads from indigenous lands into government-protected conservation areas. Reuters' Olivia Chan explains.
The miners had cut down swathes of jungle and dug dozens of ponds to dredge for gold. Sydney Seraphim is the mission commander for the three-week operation.
We have more than 20 illegal miners and more than 20 clandestine airstrips located here.
Seraphim added that even after law enforcement destroyed miners' camps, they keep coming back. Leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government has already been cracking down on mining on indigenous lands, but that has pushed some miners to other forests where there has been little enforcement. Lula has vowed to stamp out illegal mining and end deforestation by 2030. That's a sharp reversal of policy from his predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro.
Deutsche Bank has pledged nearly $5 million in funding to help combat human trafficking in New Mexico.
They claim the German lender should have seen evidence that the late Jeffrey Epstein engaged in sex trafficking when he was a client. A woman who alleged she was abused by Epstein asserted the bank chose profit over following the law. New Mexico's Attorney General Raul Torres is investigating several financial service companies and their role in what he says is a failure to identify sexual abuse and trafficking of underage girls at Epstein's ranch in Santa Fe County. Torres credits Deutsche Bank recognizing its ongoing responsibility to help combat the problem. I'm Ben Thomas.
And again, the world's population grew by 75 million people over the past year. On New Year's Day, will now stand at 8 billion. Growth rate for the United States in the past year was 0.53%, about half the worldwide figure. The U.S. added 1.7 million people. We'll have a population on New Year's Day of 335.8 million people. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.